different here. Oh, in about 20, about 1921, I quit school.
What grade were you in?
Six. I'm about seventh grade when I stopped school.
You do much reading now?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I read the Bible. I don't read no newspaper. I used to read the newspaper, but I got nothing out of it. The same things in the newspaper was on the TV and on the radio.
Yeah.
So I read the Bible twice a day, morning and night. That's my guide.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you very active in your church?
Oh, yeah.
What all are you in there?
I'm a mother of the church. I was at mission yesterday evening.
What do you mean a mother of the church?
Well, hopefully, do you ever go to church?
Yeah.
What do you do when you go there?
I mean, what, you're a mother?
Yeah. That's to help set the table when they give the Lord's Supper.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. I asked you because I couldn't tell you if you didn't go. And let me see.
What do you mean you couldn't tell me if I didn't know? Because I wouldn't understand or
that's right.
Were you supposed to tell?
No, you couldn't. If you didn't go to church and see, you wouldn't have known what
I was
talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Were you one of the oldest people have you been in the church, this church, one of the longest?
No, I joined this church where I'm at in 1952.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
23 years?
Mm-hmm. When I joined there, 1952.
What else are you in at the church?
Well, nothing there. Well, I belong to the mission at the church. I belong to the mother's board at the church. I belong to Sunday school.
You teach Sunday school?
No, I don't teach. I just go there and read and listen at the other teachers. Now, I taught Sunday school quite a while, but after I got hurt, I had to stay out from the Sunday school, and then, see, I have heart trouble, and so the doctors told me not to go to church too much. Well, he told me not to go at all, but if I did go, you know, I couldn't do like I used to do, so I just, you know, don't do too much awakening shit, but I go to mission every Wednesday evening. When I come from eating dinner, a car come right out there and pick me up, and I go to church, go to mission.
Starts in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. We have, I leave home about 3:30, going to mission. And I go to Mother's Board on a third Sunday.
How many people are in the Mother's Board?
Oh, Lord, I don't know, 9 or 10 of them. We have around about 13 mothers in our church, because I was asking, one of the others, she told me about 18 of them.
What do you have to do to get to be a mother of the church?
Well,
do you have to want to?
Now the way I was a mother, my children's father was a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't be a deacon unless they crowned me for a mother. So that's the way I got to be one. I don't know how the others did.
They crowned you?
Mm-hmm.
You have something that you wear?
No. Just lay the hand on my head and the Bible in my lap. That's what you call crowning.
Mm-hmm.
And pray over you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Pentecostal church?
No, Baptist.
Have you ever been to the churches where they speak in tongues? Did your church?
Sanctified?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did your church do that?
Uh-uh. No, my church ain't no sanctified church. My church is Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go to Sanctified Church when I stayed in Bastrop. I love to go to them. So they really can sing. They do.
Tell me what you're telling me this afternoon about where all you lived.